the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Overlooking Diamond Head and Hawaii's South Shore, yes, good day to you from the Golf Club studios and on the show this morning. Oh, by the way, it's going to be a great day for golf. Let me look outside. Oh, fabulous. A little warm. You definitely need the sunscreen. We always need the sunscreen. It comes to the clouds. It doesn't matter. Lots of water. Water, or something. You know, some beverage to keep you hydrated. Must. Absolute must. Lots happening in golf. My goodness. All right. But we won't go into the headlines quite yet. On the show, they call themselves Nice Balls, and we're going to explain why. Corey Grice and Hack will be joining us. Michael Anthony, The Mental Keys to Your Game. Ron Syrak, author of Play Your Best Golf Now and writer, of course. He's the senior writer for Golf Digest and the executive editor of Golf World. And Michael Patrick Shields, author, broadcaster, and our official, he is our official, has been for years, our golf travel correspondent. He'll be checking in from Wales. We're looking forward to talking to Michael Patrick. But first, the stars who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, sponsored by Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning, sheet metal and commercial kitchen design and fabrication. Excellent service, expert knowledge, work and product. Alakai Mechanical. Poipu Bay Golf Course, play in a slice of heaven on Kauai. Bring your family, friends, spend quality time at Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. And Star Protection, for property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
By the way, you know, Star Protection also does event security. So if you're putting on a big concert or if you're holding an event, for instance, they usually do the Mercedes, the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, etc. And they're great people to have around you. Feel very comfortable. They're in Hawaii and California. Poipu Bay Golf Course is starting the Poipu Bay Fall Visitors Special. And it's a special rate for visitors, $144 a round, and it's only $100 per round after noon. This is the Poipu Bay Visitor Special, and it's good through November 30th. Take advantage of that opportunity. Okay, let's get straight to them. And Nice Balls, Corey Grice, Hack, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
Good. Corey, let's start with you. You say hello.
Corey, hello, how are you?
Thank you very much. Hack, I want to hear your voice.
Yes, hello, aloha.
I have no idea what you look like, since the picture you sent to me is that of a gorilla. So I'm going to expect you to sort of. There's something, you know, about being, anonymous. There's anonymity in the world of blogging and online commentating. You know, you guys get to say just about anything you want with, you know, nobody gets to actually get you. And do you think that's fair, Hack?
Well, it's actually an interesting question. I mean, we started blogging, gosh, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago, probably about 2 years ago, really purely as an outlet. We both write quite a bit professionally in our day jobs, which are around marketing and public relations and things like that. And we both obviously really enjoy golf, playing golf. And it was something just to have more of a creative outlet for some of our writing and observations that we had.
So that, in other words, you wouldn't have to, like, have your clients wouldn't then be skewed up in your comments.
Yeah, I mean, the work we do, both of us, none of the clients that we have in our regular daytime jobs veer into the golf world at this time.
Got it.
So, I mean, I personally chose to go the anonymous route just because, you know, at the time it was the first time I'd ever done a blog, and I wanted to have the liberty and freedom to really say and write what I thought without any concern over, oh gosh, you know, is this going to reflect on my place of work poorly or anything like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've actually been thinking about it more, and I probably will lose that anonymous sort of handle here in the next few weeks. But I'm
good. Yes, come out of the closet, Hack.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to burst right out of it full on.
Excellent. Oh, so. Corey, you've got to explain where nice balls came from, okay?
Yeah.
Please.
Absolutely.
It's an important nice lesson ball. It's an important lesson for golfers who are going out this morning, too. This story. Go for it.
Absolutely. We'll inspire them. Just a brief point, though, on hacks, anonymity, and my background. You know, it's really given us a great platform to mix up the content and both do serious, journalistic, kind of more analytical, traditional types of pieces, more irreverent, tongue-in-cheek, humorous kind of pieces, and mix those up with the different bylines and, you know, give people something interesting on nice balls. And, but to your point, you know, the answer is really twofold. The literal answer is that Hack and I play quite a bit of golf together, and we had my brother out one day playing with us. And there was a twosome behind us who we decided to wave through. We were a four, and they were a two, and we waved them through. And on the hole that they played through, they both hit a couple of really nice tee shots. And normally you'd say, you know, hey, good shot, or the, you know, nice ball even, you know. But my brother waited till they both had hit really great shots down the middle, and he said, hey, guys, nice balls. And it was kind of one of those awkward kind of moments. And, you know, really, we've got a bit of sophomore humor, which you'll see in the blog. But then more broadly, you know, nice balls is really about so much of golf is traditional and, you know, legacy and conservative. Yes. And really, yes. We just wanted to take an approach that said golf's supposed to be fun. We can broaden the industry and accept more people by not being so uptight. And that's really what nice balls is all about.
Exactly. Now, that's where here we go. Speaking of non-traditional words, he's a baller. I mean,
nice ballers.
That's something I'm starting to hear from Eric Casillas and Gary Williams on golf. You know, Golf Channel and morning show they do, and you know he's a baller. Isn't that something that it used to be basketball? You know, it used to,
right.
That was kind of street talk. You know, he can handle the ball well. He's a baller. And now things are sort of moving on into golf. I just find it interesting. Now, speaking of irreverent, okay, we've got all these really cool things going on in golf. There's the Asian Amateur Championship. These guys are trying to get into the Masters. There's the Dunhill going on, and they're all playing over there, and they're serious. I mean, Luke Donald is shooting, and Simon Dyson is 63, and they're awesome, and all these great golf courses are being played. But I want to start up. Tiger Woods shot a 62 today. That's on the Medalist course, 10 birdies. This is a 7,157-yard course. Way to go, Tiger. It looks like he might be coming back just in time. What do you think?
You think he's back, huh?
I don't know. He shot a 62. We're going to be talking with a gentleman who talks about the chemistry, the chemical makeup that happens in your body. You know, when you're out practicing or you're playing with a bunch of friends, quote unquote, it's not a real competitive environment. It is competition, but it's not competition. And things change when you go into competition. I'm just wondering.
Well, Tiger talks a lot about that and that competitive mindset he needs to take. And you know, that's why it's going to be really interesting to see him back in action here a little more frequently with the President's Cup coming up. You know, an interesting thing was that Captain Fred Couples, you know, encouraged him to play a little more often. And so it'll be good to see him back out there and see what he can do, especially with a full season ahead of him healthy next year.
What do you think, Hack?
I think it clearly must be the new man on the bag, Joe LaCava. Everybody knows a caddy makes all the difference in the world in what a golfer shoots. I mean, so
if I could caddy you around, we'd save a couple strokes.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna come back with Corey Greist and Hack Nice Balls talking about the fall flub, the caddy roulette, which I just this whole thing I find amazing. I wrote something in my column. And all the President's Men, after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
All right, let's have some more fun, like we're not having fun already. This is Alakai Mechanical Corporation's 37th anniversary, and we're giving away the Power Nike, actually I should say the Nike Power Distance golf ball. We have a dozen of them right here in this box. Can you hear them shaking? And people actually ask me if they're new. Yes, they're new. And the 18th caller is going to win them. That's all you got to be is the 18th caller. But unfortunately, you can only win once every 6 months, so remember, the number to call is 808-296-5467, 808-296-5467. And these from Alakai Mechanical Nike Precision Power Distance Long Golf Balls are yours. We're talking with Corey Grice and Hack. Hack's going to be coming out of the closet soon. I just love the name of that. He's going to let us know what his real name is. We're going to have a picture of him. But for now, he's anonymous. And I got to ask you, because we're going to talk a little bit about Fred Couples and Joe LaCava and the dance between Dustin Johnson and Tiger Woods. Now, this whole thing is kind of, it's nuts to me that we're talking, but we've been obsessed with Tiger and anything he does. And first, the way Steve Williams was let go, and now the way Joe LaCava is hired. Give me your, what are your thoughts on this guy?
Well, I actually think Tiger caught some unfair flack for once about how the whole LaCava thing went down, because I think people sort of rushed to judgment initially when it was first coming out and the manner in which it was shared, which actually Butch Harmon, who's Dustin Johnson's current swing coach, is the one who first told, you know, broke the news that LaCava was switching over to Tiger. And really, it sounds like, you know, no one knows every detail, but it sounds more like it was just a matter of how these things typically are, where there's some possibility of mutual interest, and then, you know, it sounds like LaCava is the one who actually initiated the conversation, you know, directly with Tiger, saying, hey, I heard you may be looking, you may be interested in me. If you are, not surprisingly, LaCava was interested in carrying Tiger's bag. Now, you don't know what role Freddie may have played in that, given he's, you know, friends with Tiger, and LaCava obviously carried Freddie's bag around for a very long time.
Yeah.
But it's no different, really, than if you or I or anyone were to go out and you interview for a different job. You don't go and tell your employer, hey, I'm going to go talk to this company over here.
And if it doesn't work out, I'm still going to work for you. I mean, that's ludicrous. So, of course, Licava wasn't going to go to DJ ahead of anything being decided and give him a heads up. So I think the criticism is a little over the top just because it's Tiger. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's a guy carrying around a bag. It really doesn't, in my mind, make a huge difference in terms of how he plays.
Corey, any thoughts?
Yeah, you know, we're really interested in the media because that's what we do a lot of. And to me, it's really fascinating how in recent years golf has really focused so much more on these relationships and who's the swing coach with who and who's going to break up with who. And, you know, is Adam Scott dating Kate Hudson? And is Natalie Gelvis and DJ dating? You know, I'm not totally sure whether it's positive for golf because there's broader awareness and interest, or if it really means that golf is so boring that people are just, and the media is looking for something else to drum up. So, you know, I haven't quite decided which way it is. But, you know, it's really interesting that the golf industry has devolved more into these side relationships and such. And I think it mirrors the fact that, you know, so many of these players now are robotic automatons and, you know, they all wear the same khaki pants. So any sort of storyline like this really takes on a life of its own.
And it's, yeah, with first of all, to anything that Tiger does, can you imagine not being able to, let's say, and first of all, that announcing who you've hired as a caddy is going to upstage the FedEx Cup. Please.
Yeah. That's as much a commentary on how interesting the FedEx Cup is as you know, the fascination with Tiger that, you know, it could actually compete for people's attention versus, you know, the finish of a $10 million purse tournament. So.
Yeah. You know, then you have to worry about whether or not then it's announced. And Butch Harmon on Sky in Europe says, you know, well, Tiger's got a caddy and his name is Licava and he stole him from Dustin, who's my buddy, and I'm teaching him. I don't like Tiger anymore. It's like... like, you know, high school, like you said, it's high school.
Yeah.
What gives here? It's too silly. All right, we've got a winner, first of all. And the name is Dan Hashimoto Wailuku Maui. Congratulations, Dan. And I'll be taking all of the golf balls from the winners in the last month down to the post office on Monday, FedEx. I shouldn't say that. It's not going to be FedEx. It's going to be priority mail if I'm going to the post office. Poor guys. All right. You know, would you want to support our post office? Now, as far as the FedEx Cup, I'm sorry. I have a real problem if somebody's trying to tell me that, and I take nothing away from the poor guy who was on that whiteboard trying to explain it all. But if you've got to explain to me, or if you think that that's going to make it exciting for me, it doesn't work. The myriad possibilities of how this guy could possibly win over this guy, if only that guy doesn't do this well, and this is the percentages, I'm like, what? Help.
Yeah.
I'm turning that off.
Well, there's a few flaws here with the FedEx Cup. And, you know, on the one hand, it's great that the PGA Tour has a title sponsor who's willing to pony up the kind of money that
yeah.
requires for these ad buys and the $10 million prize at the end and all of that. I think that's a positive sign for the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
And that's where it ends, Danielle, because it really gets negative after that. You know, one thing is that this occurs at a time when you've got baseball playoffs, NFL starting up, and it's a real tough draw to get attention to the PGA Tour. So they thought this playoff play would be great. In my mind, though, one of the problems is no one understands it, as you just said. And, in fact, the winner, Bill Haas, he's in a playoff. He shows up on the 18th tower to get interviewed by Tim Fincham and receive his trophy, and he realizes that I'm the only one up here with Tim, and there are two trophies. I must have won both. So the winner doesn't even know he won, and that's pretty silly.
It was sad in a way. I mean, it was wonderful. Don't get me wrong. I think that Bill Haas winning was the perfect person to win. The guys who are saying to me, you know, over and over again on all the different outlets that, you know, the five guys at the top who walk in with the most point, the five top point havers at the beginning of the Tour Championship, they control their destiny. I'm sorry. I don't know anyone, only Tiger Woods, has ever had any inkling of controlling his destiny, and he lost it. Okay?
Yeah.
Who controls their destiny in this game? That's nuts. You know, the whole thing is crazy. So the idea that Bill Haas won, to me, was like, what a breath of sunshine. And his playoff...
It was the perfect win, Danielle, with regard to the President's Cup, too. We can talk about that in a second. But if you'd like, I mean, I think, you know, one of the ways that they can improve this, and they tweak it every year, is to, you know, they've got to decide, are we, you know, the PGA Tour used to be all about the money list. And that's fallen by the wayside with the world ranking. But now... So that's two different measures of success. Now they've added FedEx Cup points as well. So that's a third measure of success. And to me, it's just it's too much math. It's too many different numbers. They need to consolidate and pick one and kind of make that the measure that all fans can follow, because fans are confused, and they're the ones who are driving interest in the game. And then next, you know, this whole four-part playoff, to me, I think you have the PGA Tour champion, the PGA Championship. Maybe there's another couple tournaments, and then you have the Tour Championship and just be done with it. And anything else in the fall finish that abuts football and baseball playoffs, you know, to me, send people down to the Nationwide Tour and drive some interest in that AAA league with some of the PGA Tour guys who are on the bubble to make the top 125 and some of these kinds of things. Send some of them down there and drive some interest in that and really end the PGA Tour with... a definitive conclusion with the Tour Championship and just be done with it. That'd be my plan, Gio.
Okay. You mixed things up for me just a little bit there, because you brought the Nationwide in it. So how would let's just focus on the FedEx Cup. How would you finish the FedEx Cup? How would you change that?
Yeah, well, he does that. He confuses me all the time too, Danielle. It's really nothing new at all.
Go ahead.
So here's what I would add just to what Corey was saying. I think one of the challenges with the FedEx Cup is the point you hit on, where it's like it's this points-oriented thing. And I think what the FedEx Cup would benefit from is a little less NASCAR race to the cup points finish and a little bit more NCAA Final Four, in that there's a real finality and a wide openness to the last event, whatever it is. And first of all, I think spreading it over 4 or 5 or 6 weeks, whatever it is, because I think they have an off week, and so it's like 3 events over 4 weeks or 4 over 5, is like, knock it down to 3 weeks, get it done before football season starts, because once football season starts, your viewership is impacted dramatically. And then the last event in particular, it's winner take all. If you're in that last event, whatever the field is, if you're 30, if you want to drop it down to 20, whatever, whoever wins the entire thing. And because that brings in a sense of it's wide open. It's not of, oh, if you finish fifth, then you'll get enough points to win. But, you know, all of these other hoopty ways they've been tracking the points that no one understands and can care about.
And nobody cares about
average it. Right. Your average viewer understands this team is playing this team. If they win, they're the best. Or this person is playing this person, and they're the champion if they win. So
that's right.
Make it a bit more finality.
I like the two things that I've heard so far. I've liked the fact that everybody should have to play every event. If there are going to be 4 final events of the FedEx Cup race, because you've been collecting points all this time up to that point, and then you've got those 4 final events. If you're going to have 4 final events, everybody's got to play. You can't jump in number 2. You know, you've got to play them all.
Right.
And I like the idea that at the final event, you strip everybody of points, and then everybody's got the same shot. If you've made it that far, if you're the top 30, bam, you get to go. I like that.
Yeah.
Let's go to the President's Cup after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team.
Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency. Across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Need a good plumber 24/7? Alakai Mechanical has the best, from design to installation to maintenance. If you need more than a quick fix, get it repaired by the team at Alakai Mechanical. Whether you're in a home, restaurant, office building, or shopping center, your plumbing has to work. Alakai's world-class plumbing technicians use quality parts to keep your water and sewer lines working properly. Protect your investment. Licensed and insured. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. Your plumbers on call.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay. Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. We're talking with Corey Grice and Hack. And you can find them at niceballs.com. And it's spelled with a Z. Nice, B-A-L-L-Z.com. Very cool. Okay. What I did like, Corey, about when you brought the nationwide tour in, you were talking about adding that into the fall series. Did I get that right?
Correct. But what I didn't explain was, I meant after, you know, you could even shorten the playoff, you could end it at the tour championship, or even go back to just the tour championship, however you want to do it. You know, conclude with this fall series is kind of a joke. I would say just end, you know, what does the World Series end, and then we still have some regular season games? No, that's silly. You know, it's like the season's over, it's not over. And if it's over, then send them down to the AAA, kind of like baseball players go down to the Dominican for the Winter League. I think that's fine.
Okay, I always
drive
call
some
it,
interest down there.
I call it the race for the card at the end. The fall series, it's the race for the card. You're struggling to keep your playing privileges or knock somebody else off, you know, that's what it's about.
But that's perfect, Danielle, because that's the storyline on the nationwide tour anyway. So, you know, drive the players down there and make that what the nationwide tour is all about. Make it really promote the quest for the card.
There you go, the quest for the card. Absolutely. Okay. Now, the President's Cup. Boy, this has turned into, it almost overshadowed the FedEx Cup. Maybe I should even say almost. There was so much talk about Freddie Couples picking Tiger Woods and who is it going to be, you know. The poor FedEx Cup, I was thinking, those poor guys are sweating bricks over there. And we want them to stay. FedEx, we love you. Please stay. You know, we don't want to lose you. But at the same time, it seems like a President's Cup. And the big question, is this an exhibition? It's not the Ryder Cup. Your thoughts? First of all, let's go with Corey.
Well, you know, it is an exhibition. You know, the trumped-up kind of nationalism of the Ryder Cup can be a little overplayed. It is fun. It's a very exciting event. But it even gets less so with the President's Cup, because now you've got players from all across the world. You don't have three or four players from the same country, except on the U.S. side. It is an exhibition. I think we should call it what it is. It's very exciting. I happened to get lucky enough to go 2 years ago, and
ooh,
it was quite a bit of fun.
Yeah.
You know, that's just it. You know, it is an exhibition, and to make more of it than that, it probably is a little bit silly.
And Hack?
Yeah, it's definitely gone into, I keep sort of drawing other sports and comparisons, but Major League Baseball All-Star Game versus, a real competitive sporting event. I do think, you know, on the final day, it seems like the guys are really into it and compete, but, you know, if Freddie had been looking at just assembling the best team, like who's playing best at this time, there's no way he could, you know, rationalize picking Tiger Woods over Keegan Bradley or Bill Haas. Because first of all, A, they're playing. They're actually out there competing and participating. And they're winning, which is something Tiger's doing neither of right now. But when you talk about what's going to make it an interesting event, both for spectators and the TV audience, Tiger Woods has to be part of that mix. So he really didn't have much of a choice. especially when you think about, you know, what could be some really interesting pairings, like maybe Tiger and Adam Scott get paired up, and you have Stevie Williams there in the mix, and Tiger's new caddy, and there's all sorts of, you know, non-golf drama swirling around that sort of situation.
Yes, so on the one hand, we poo-poo all the non-golf drama. On the other hand, we sort of embrace it because it will make it more exciting.
It makes it more interesting, absolutely.
Well, I'll tell you what, Danielle, I really think Freddie's decision, you know, sheds a lot of light on the fact that this is more exhibition than competition.
Yeah.
If he wanted to win and he wanted the hottest, sharpest golfers at this time, he would absolutely pick Keegan Bradley and or someone else who's playing. But no, he picked Tiger Woods because that's his buddy and it's great for TV and it'll be fun.
And Michael Jordan is the assistant captain, right?
Right.
The mascot. Yeah.
I think it's just beautiful. I mean, when you think about it.
You know, Bill Haas's win at the FedEx Cup really saved Freddie from a tough decision because, you know, Jay Haas has been his assistant captain for some time, and you certainly hate to be in a position where, you know, Bill Haas didn't make it or he was on the cusp of making it, and I only have one pick now, and who should I pick? And so by Bill Haas winning, it made it a no-brainer to select him. And,
yeah. And then it wasn't so bad when
the decision easy.
Yeah, it wasn't so bad when Keegan was left out. But then he, during the question-answer, Freddie Couples made it really clear that, you know, if Steve Stricker can't play, then Keegan Bradley is going to be my choice. So Keegan was added to the mix right away, and it kind of quelled all of that angst that people had, which is interesting because two young people in the world, Keegan Bradley and Alexis Thompson, these two young people seem to bring out a fervor in people that I find fascinating, even though I know that they've got huge, huge careers ahead of them, or don't.
Well, yeah, hopefully they do. I think it's certainly a bright-looking future for both of them versus anything else. And
yes.
As a side, I think we all should say a little prayer for the people of Boston between New England losing last week to Buffalo, the Red Sox debacle a couple of months ago, and Keegan Bradley not making the President's Cup. You know, I'm sure they're all suffering major depression in that town. But the Lexi thing is really interesting because there was again, you talk a little bit about drama off the course, and that's really something that's become a recurring theme around golf over the past few years. To where, you know, Lexi won an LPGA tournament several weeks ago, and right away people were like, okay, well, she's going to join the tour, right? She has to. It just makes sense. And because she's under 18, she, of course, had to file a special request for exemption, and she and her handlers and management company decided to wait to do that until after the Solheim Cup because they didn't want to be a distraction, which is totally understandable and actually a respectful move on their part. But in the interim, you know, some of her sponsors like Puma and others got this let Lexi play campaign going.
They were the responsible parties? I'm not.
Yeah, I don't think anyone necessarily came forth and said, you know, we're doing this. They actually were fairly low key about it. But Puma is clearly, I think, her primary, most well known brand sponsor.
Okay.
So it would be unlikely that this would happen without their, you know, tacit involvement in some way.
Sure.
And so the campaign was actually pretty cute and clever, you know, but it sort of developed this tension between the idea of Lexi joining the tour and the idea that the LPGA was somehow going to prevent her from doing this. And so people in the online community got really involved and, you know, Twitter and everything else, and were like, let it happen, you know, let her on the tour. And,
oh, yeah.
And the LPGA was really just like, we're just waiting for the paperwork.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think, you know, some people looked at it as overhyped and pointless and so on, and I get that point, but at the same time, the LPGA had to be loving it because it did something that nothing else has really done, either with Michelle Wee or even with Lorena Ochoa, which is really getting the online, in particular online, but the golfing community in general, intrigued and engaged and passionate about one of their potential players in Lexi Thompson. And so they were probably more than happy to sit back for a couple of weeks and let this swirl of supposed controversy build up until, you know, yesterday, basically, when the paperwork was filed, and completely unsurprisingly, the LPGA said, sure, we'd love to have you join the tour and provide her with the exemption to do so.
Yes, and guys, I really enjoyed talking with you. This has been a blast. Thank you so much. Let Lexi play, let the ex pay. Shane Bacon suggested that if you have any Let Lexi Play t-shirts left over, you can change it to let your ex play, pay, something like that. I thought it was brilliant. And I information overload. Corey Grice and Hack. Hack, you got to let me know, okay? I want to see a picture. I want to know your name, all right?
It'll be big news.
Big news.
Thanks. And I had a lot of fun.
Had a fun too, and I want to have that news first. You know, that's what my life is about. It's breaking news. have a great day. We're gonna
All right.
Switch tracks now and go talk to Michael Anthony, Mental Keys. And talk to him about, well, since we're on the Lexi Thompson story, and Ron Syrak will be joining us. But let's talk about, you know, I find it fascinating, Michael Anthony. Welcome to the show.
Good to be here, Danielle.
You know, when you talk about your mental keys and your mental golf training, there's a couple of things that stand out right away for me, and that is that people don't understand, maybe we were talking about this last week, about the body and how the mind and the body, and how the mind can control certain signals that go between muscles and brain. Steve Yellen was on the show. You talk about how the chemistry of the brain is so critical to how we perform. Can you explain that a little bit?
You know, I deal basically on the concept, because it's a very, very profound, you know, subject. And matter of fact, the medical field is just, they've been looking at this for the last 20 years, and they're just starting to get a clue of how involved the chemistry of the brain, or the chemistry of the neurotransmitters, affect everything we do. And I keep it really simple. It's like if you have a car, you don't put water in the gas tank and want it to run. And what most golfers and most people don't understand is that your emotions literally cause the brain to secrete chemicals corresponding to those emotions. Real simple. If you're positive, you get positive squirts. And if you're negative, you get negative chemical secretion. And the resulting chemistry of the brain determines how efficient you perform as a human being, whether you can read the green properly, whether you get the, you know, stroke efficiency. Everything depends upon your mental state, which controls the chemical state. And it's so basic and it's so simple, but unfortunately, most people really aren't aware of it. And if they are aware of it, they don't make it a priority to change it, to optimize it.
And the reason I asked you, I made the transition from Lexi to you, I wanted to ask you, as a mental coach, and with all of the thoughts that you have coaching people,
mm-hmm.
the pressure that's put upon a young woman at from the outside, the fervor to have her become an LPGA member tomorrow and to win frequently, and not necessarily to save the tour, for all those people who said, I didn't say I expect her to save the tour, but there is a certain, you know, expectation that she's going to somehow continue to create this hype that's going to lift the LPGA into the stratosphere. What does that do to a performer, to a player?
It all depends on her basic makeup. First off, she had to be doing a lot of things correct already just to reach her status level. Now, if she can continue doing that, she won't have any problem. But if all of a sudden she falls prey to the media and she starts living for outward expectations instead of her inner joy of playing, it's going to make a huge difference in her ability to perform. And so it all comes down to, is she able to remain, you know, set in her own ways without being influenced by the outside?
And it's an interesting point that you bring up, too, because Tiger Woods insulated himself. Mm. He made it so, I don't know how much he read about what was said about him during the hype, but
mm-hmm.
does that mean that, you know, she is so free and she is so full of joy, and you watch her walking, and there is a youthful exuberance that every 16, 17-year-old has.
Mm-hmm.
What do? Close her off from the media? You know, it's almost impossible in this day.
She has to be in control. You can't control her and tell her what to think. You know,
yeah.
I was going to bring up Tiger, but, you know, I'm glad you did. Tiger's the same thing. You know, he started off, his confidence level was so super high, he didn't have any doubt in his ability to perform. and he set this goal for himself, and he came really close, you know, to achieving it. All of a sudden, he created some bad karma for himself. You know, I've been to karma. You reap what you sow.
Yep.
So he changed his ethical posture, and he's paying a price for what he's done. But not only that, he has compounded the things, because what he's doing, he doubts his ability to win, where he's creating undue pressure on himself to win, to reach his outside goal. Whereas he just said, hey, forget it. Let's go back to square one where I was winning. And what was making him win was his putting was super. And putting is the most mental part of any game. You can't be thinking about putting. You can't be worrying about putting. You have to trust your gut, trust the process, and expect the ball to go in. And if it doesn't, make the adjustment. Now, he's trying to force the ball to go in. And, you know, this, you know, he's an exceptional talent. And he has his injuries. But if he ever comes back to where he used to be, you know, yeah, he'll be winning again.
Yeah. Well, think about it. Every time he walks out in public on a golf course, it's like being completely naked, because everybody knows everything about him. And you may say, hey, well, so what? We all know. But still, when you're that close to people and they're looking at you and you know what they may, you don't even know what they're thinking. You may think you think, you know.
You project what they're thinking.
Yes, exactly. Thank you very much. Okay.
Yeah.
One of the things that you wrote that I found very helpful in the training tip.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it amazing? So many golfers expect to read a piece of information one time and retain it.
That's right. You know, or they expect to hear a mental tip or listen to my conversations. Oh, I got it down. I understand what he says. It's not going to happen. You're dealing with your past programming, and that's what your biggest battle is, you know, with yourself. You know, and matter of fact, I got an offer I just thought about before I went on the show. I said, I'm going to make it really easy for your listeners to get a hold of my book. If they go to the Mental Keys and order my program, it's usually a $79.95 program. I'm going to give them 50% off. If they do it by Monday, and I have a coupon code called the Mental Keys, and if they just enter that, immediate $40 off. So, you know, hey, I make it real easy for them. If they really want to lower their score, you know, why not?
MentalKeys.com.
MentalKeys.com. That's my website. And when you go to order, there'll be a coupon code. Just enter Mental Keys, MentalKeys, with no space between it, and you get immediate 50% off, $40 off.
Absolutely fabulous. So
yeah. That'll make it easy for the repetition.
Yeah,
so they can continue to work on training their brain. They'll have the tools, and my CD makes it easy for them to continue to program their mind.
I'm saying this because there are a lot of people who say, oh, it's mental stuff again. It's the mental game. But the problem is that the mental part needs as much exercise as the physical part. So if you want to groove your swing, you need to groove your mind.
Correct.
So you need to repeat things, okay? You need to repeat it, repetition, until it's grooved in your brain like you do physically with a mental. You make mental grooves in your brain. The physical, you make physical repetition.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. So
yeah.
If you get the, how do you get the tips, by the way? Can't we get your newsletter without?
Oh, sure. They just go to my website and they sign up. Just sign up for my newsletter. There's no charge for it. And they get my mental tips, and they come out normally once a week during the summertime, and during the wintertime, I'd probably go twice a week, twice a month. But they're really nice. They're real little tidbits. Only take a minute or two to read it. And what they do, they remind you, forget about the outcome. Focus on the process. Focus on improving, and the outcome will take care of itself.
Okay, we're going to take a break. That's
MentalKeys.com.
We're talking with Michael Anthony, and we'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club. Poipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also, event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Doesn't it sound lovely? Volcano on the Big Island. It's 52 degrees and misty. Well, it's going to burn off, and you'll have a tea time at 10:18, 10:36, 11:42. At Makalei, 9:56, 11:56, and 12:20. Lepahui and Club 71 are going out. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. All right. We're talking with Michael Anthony. And Michael has mentalkeys.com as your source. Okay? You can get a 50% discount if you order by Monday. When they order, Michael, what are they getting?
What they're getting my two books. The first book is The Mental Keys to Improve Your Golf, which is the nuts and bolts of the mental keys. And then as a bonus, they also, I've been doing these mental tips for years, and I put together 75 of my top mental tips in another book. So it'll be Michael Anthony's Mental Golf Tips. And so the combination of two books. Now, unfortunately, most people don't read. And if they read the book once, if you're, oh, I've got it, well, that's not true. You got to read it again and again and again.
Exactly.
And people don't have time. At least they don't make time. And so I figured, okay, how can I help, you know, increase sales? I said, well, the best way to do that is keep lowering people's scores because they're going to tell their friends about it and they'll order more books. So I figured, how can I get people to do that if they won't read the book over and over? I said, let's make a CD because most people, if golfers, if they don't live on the golf course, they have to drive to the golf course and at least a half hour on the average to get there. Good. So I made a CD using the mental keys to polish the wheel, and there's two parts. Part one lasts about a half hour, which before on the way to the golf course to play, they listen to it. It goes over the key components of the mental keys to get their mind all set, you know, what to do when they're playing mentally. And then after the round of golf on their way home, I have part two, which goes over what happened. You know, where you're worried about the outcome and how you can reprogram your mind so that while you're sleeping, your brain's making the adjustments so in the future you do the right thing instead of repeating the old thing. And it's a wonderful system. And it works so well that I give people a one-year money-back guarantee. If they don't lower their score, just send the materials back in. No questions asked, you get a refund. And I very rarely do I ever get a request for a refund. It's amazing. That's
mentalkeys.com, and when you order it, you put mental keys in the code, the promo code, and you'll get 50% off. Now, you're not going to get away because in the next 2 minutes, I want to hear what I read your tips, all right? I'm reading your tips, and it comes to me, and it goes, improve while you sleep. All right, Michael, you got me. All right, when I'm sleeping, my brain is very busy processing all the thoughts and actions. Yes. And now, how am I going to improve while I'm sleeping? Do I listen to it at night? Do I start the CD and fall asleep and listen to it?
Danielle, you know, people say, well, how can you improve while you sleep? Well, if you understand how the brain works, it makes total sense. I said, what happens? Your brain records everything that goes on in your life. Matter of fact, it starts 6 months prior to, you know, after conception while you're still in your mother's womb. It'll start recording everything from there right up to this present conversation. And I call that your tape, like a tape recorder. You know, in the old days, people knew what a tape recorder is. I could call it a CD or hologram. But in essence, when I say tape, it's your past history of all your thoughts and actions that are recorded by your brain. Now, on your tape is your basic, it's your comfort zone. It's your handicap. You have your good parts and your negative parts. We tend to stay in our particular comfort zone. If you've never broken 100, when you go to play golf the next time, your tape's going to keep you in your comfort zone. You're not going to break 100. Whereas if you're a scratch pro golfer, it's going to keep you being a scratch golfer very close to it. Now, let's say you go out there and you play a round of golf today. Now, chances are you played pretty consistent within your comfort zone. If you go to sleep without thinking about it, when you get up tomorrow, the brain says, okay, you did that yesterday, so this is what you're going to do in the future. Because the brain just plays back whatever you've done. Now, when you go to sleep at night, if you take a look at everything that happened on the golf course, especially the negative thing, you can take a look and say, okay, well, I was leaving the putt short every time. So that means in the future, I'm going to have to tell my brain, hit it harder. Now, when I left it short, I got angrier at myself, and that lowered my chemistry. So I'm going to have to tell my brain that any time I miss a putt, use that as valuable feedback. Get the emotion out of it. So you start telling the brain how you want it to behave in the future to eliminate the negatives and increase the positive.
Okay, now, you want me to grow up?
I want you to grow up, and I want you to tell your tape how you want it to respond. Because when you're sleeping, what your brain is doing, it looks at everything that you've done that day, and it tries to refile and reclassify so it knows how to respond tomorrow when you wake up.
Yeah, we've got to take a break, and we have to close, okay?
Right.
And what I'm thinking right now is that when I'm playing golf, and most people are playing golf, the emotions take over, and we become kids again.
Correct.
And that's the hardest thing to grow up out of, those emotions that we've had since childhood. And you're saying, what we need to learn is what kind of emotions we want to have while we're playing, because those emotions affect our brain chemistry, and we react as a result. Michael Anthony, mentalkeys.com. Thanks for being on the show. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911. Or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Welcome back to the clubhouse. Joining us now, Golf World Executive Editor, Golf Digest Senior Writer, and author, Ron Syrak. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Danielle.
Absolutely. What an exciting week. I mean, the people of Lexi Thompson, the keeping all the, you know, saying we're going to file the paperwork. And then the Solheim Cup turning into an amazing drama on Sunday. And then this week, they've had everything for the past 2 weeks, haven't they?
Yeah, they went. It's been a great 2 weeks for the LPGA, for women's golf, and I would say for golf in general. Went from a 16-year-old winning an LPGA tournament to an incredible, incredible Solheim Cup to the resolution of the Lexi Thompson situation, and she's going to have tour membership beginning with next season.
Were you surprised at how incredibly upset people were that she wasn't immediately given a tour card?
Yeah, you know, the blame that I'll give the LPGA here is I don't think they communicated successfully enough what the situation was, which was they could not grant her immediate membership when she won the Navistar tournament until there was a petition filed for an exception to the minimum age rule of 18. That they have a rule, it can't be a member until you're 18. But between the ages of 16 and 18, you can petition for an exception to that. And the LPGA couldn't do anything until that petition was filed. And certainly when it was filed, it was acted on quickly. It was filed at 1:30 on Thursday, and before noon on Friday, it was approved.
Now, did he have to, Michael Wan, take it to the board, the LPGA board, for their approval?
Yes, yes. He had to recommend to the board that it be approved, and then they would vote on it.
They vote on it.
The whole reason that the age limit exists in the LPGA goes back to the Beverly Kloss case a couple of decades ago in the 70s. She was 10 years old, and her parents pushed her out onto the tour, and it did not work out well. She never had a career, and later in life told some really horrific stories about what it was like. So they set that rule up at that time. And I totally agree with the minimum age rule because it has that the exception process in there. If a player can prove that they have the talent to compete on the LPGA, they have the financial resources to sustain the kind of life that you lead as a touring professional, and I think this is right, that the LPGA sort of can evaluate the whole situation, the whole emotional state of the player out there. There's no question that Lexi meets all those qualifications.
Absolutely. And one of the things that completely set my mind at ease from a long time ago, when they gave her the ability to get her tour card by going through the Q school process, obviously they gave a lot of thought to that, first of all. But her relationship with her father, who is also her caddy, is one that she can even talk about the fact that they get into squabbles together on the course. She is able.
Yeah. Yes, I totally agree with that. It seems to be, you know, I'll tell you what I think it's like. I never saw any indication that Tiger Woods had anything but great affection, respect, and appreciation for what his father Earl did for him. Earl nurtured Tiger along, but never lost sight of the fact that it was his son, and the relationship between them was one of love. And I think that Lexi's situation is very similar to that. She comes from a golf family. She's got a brother who's a touring pro. She's got another brother who's on the golf team at LSU, and they understand very well what that life is like out there.
Yeah, and more importantly, she connects to me. Excuse me. I mean, I mean no disrespect. To me, the female-male relationship between a daughter and a father is so important that she is able, has the strength of character. She was raised with that strength of character to be able to speak up to her dad and say, "Bad call, Dad."
Right.
I would have played that. I wanted to play that differently. And she's not afraid to do that. She is not afraid to express herself, and he doesn't put her in a position of not being able to. He does not bully her.
And exactly. And I think another reason to be sort of optimistic about the future for Lexi is that as young as she is, she'll turn 17 on February 10th. As young as she is, she's followed what's amounted to a pretty traditional path to get where she is. You know, she won 4 AJGA tournaments. She played in the U.S. Girl Junior 3 times, winning it once. She's followed that again, a path that I would say Tiger Woods followed, Yannick Sen has followed, Paula Creamer, Christy Kerr, where she's dominated at each level before she's moved on to the next level. And I think it's made her competitively, not tough and experienced for a 16-year-old.
Okay. And the other part of the process of allowing her to have her tour card that I thought that a lot of people overlooked was the membership of the LPGA. Why should they? She shouldn't be given preferential treatment there's a whole group of women who've been working hard in their business, and to just sort of discard them or overlook them or not allow them to be a part of the process seem to be disrespectful to that.
Right. I think Commissioner Mike Wan had a lot of balls to juggle here, and I'm very impressed with the way he's handled this. I think it would have been very, very easy to, I mean, consider where the LPGA is right now. They have their thinnest schedule since 1971 right now, 23 tournaments. There are only seven domestic non-major championships this year on the LPGA. The temptation to jump at what could be a marketing boom for him must have been terrific. But I think that he stayed patient. He looked at the big picture. He looked at the other players. He looked at, well, what's this going to mean for my other American stars out here, Paula Creamer, Morgan Pressel, Christy Kerr, Michelle Wee, Angela Stanford, Stacey Lewis, and how can I be respectful of them and what they've accomplished? I think he remained measured and thoughtful, and ultimately the situation was resolved, I think, to everyone's satisfaction.
It was fabulous. Now, you were so lucky. You were in Ireland for the Solheim Cup on Sunday. Were you? I was blown away watching, and it was fabulous seeing what happened. The turnaround. Suzanne Paterson is an amazing performer, and just thrilled me. Were you there?
Yeah, Suzanne. All four of her matches got to the 18th hole, and she birdied the 18th hole every time. and you know, she's playing Michelle Wee in the singles match on Sunday. And Michelle, by the way, played really, really well. She's putted better than we've seen her putt in a long time. That was a tough match against the number two ranked player in the world, and she got beat one up only because Suzanne birdied the last three holes. When Laura Davies did not get a full point in her match, she went to the 18th hole against Julie Inkster with a one-up lead. And Laura bogeyed 18, and Julie made an incredible up and down from the bunker for par, and it was a half match. I thought at that point that Europe had no chance, and they were down 12.5, 11.5 at that point. They needed 3 points of the last four matches on the court to win. They ended up getting 3.5 of the last 4 points. I've never seen that in any team competition, Ryder Cup, Walker Cup, Curtis Cup, Solheim Cup. It was the most exciting, most dramatic finish that I'd ever seen. And here's something to think that's really terrific for the future of women's golf. There were six players on the European team under the age of 27, and they all played really well for them. There are nine players on the American team under the age of 28, and they all played really. I mean, you know, 15 players out of the 24 in this competition are in their 20s. That says this is going to be a pretty intense rivalry for quite a while to come.
Yeah, it's fabulous. And I'm excited about the next 2 years and what's going to happen, the Solheim Cup. Where is it going to be played next?
Colorado Golf Club. I'm expecting that the next captains we're going to have, I would guess, that it'll be Annika Sorenstam's job to turn down if she doesn't feel she's too busy. I have a feeling she wants to be captain. She was an assistant in Ireland and seemed very, very happy to be back in the mix, the competitive mix. And I think the American team will probably be captained by Julie Inkster.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
She sort of made it clear that this was it for her. Now, I've heard that from her before, that she was done playing Solheim Cup. So I think the first time I wrote it was in 2003. So, but I think this time she means it. She's 51 years old now. She says she wants to give the kids a chance. So I think we're going to see two great captains, Sorenstam going against Inkster. And it's always exciting because Europe has won now. It stands 8 wins for the Americans, 4 for the Europeans. Europeans have never won on American soil. But I do think right now, and this team certainly, this is the deepest European team that they've ever had. In the times the Solheim Cups I've been going to, it's usually Laura Davies, Annika Sorenstam, a couple of other hot players, and then hold your breath. But Captain Allison Nicholas didn't have to hold her breath this time. Her team was deep.
It was awesome. It was amazing to watch. Now, I was looking at Golf World Monday, and I saw the 2012 ballot for the Hall of Fame. Completely changing directions here, but this is the World Golf Hall of Fame. And you're a voting member?
I am a voting member, yeah.
Okay. And I see the PGA Tour ballot and the international ballot. The question I have is, do you vote on both ballots?
I vote on both ballots, that's correct.
Okay, and how many guys can you pick off of it? There are a lot of great guys on here.
Yeah, I think we're allowed a maximum of six that we're allowed to vote for on each time. This year, I voted for two on each ballot. I'm a big believer, particularly on the in that you could be eligible at the age of 40 to go on the ballot. I, as a matter of personal principle, I guess, won't vote for anybody under the age of 50.
Okay.
I don't like the idea of voting in an active player. You know, Ernie Els, Vijay Singh have gotten in the Hall of Fame. They deserve to be in the Hall of Fame, and I didn't vote for either of them. I more look at the guys, the McDonald Smiths of the world, or the Denny Schutz of the world, who may be overlooked by a lot of people because we don't have video of them playing the game, you know. And you really got to go back and study what they did and say, "Wow, this guy won 27 times. That was pretty good." And my sort of mission with the Hall of Fame is to make sure that those players from yesteryear get the recognition they deserve.
Excellent. I don't think an active player should be voted into the Hall of Fame. I always say, wait a minute, they're not done yet.
Yeah.
Peter Allis, he was on the show in August? He was so much fun. I had a blast talking with him for about 25 minutes. We would have gone on the whole hour and a half. But I hope he gets in because he's priceless. He is really a wonderful person.
I voted for him this year. So.
You did?
Oh. Yeah.
Thank you. All right. One other point. Okay. Out of all the things that I started talking about this morning at 7 o'clock my time, the first thing I had to mention is Tiger Woods shot a 62. It was okay. He's doing well. It's 10 birdies on the medalist course. It looks like a hard course. What was your thought when you saw that?
Well, my first temptation, and this is one of those things where, I'm on Twitter, and sometimes your best tweets are the ones that you don't send. And when I saw that he shot 62, I wanted to retweet it and say, how many world ranking points does that get him? You know, which is to me, you know, it's sort of like hitting the ball great on the practice range. I want to see it at the fries.com open. I want to see it in the President's Cup. I want to see it under the competitive pressure of PGA Tour golf.
Okay. Thank you very much for being on the show. Awesome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Talk to you again soon.
Thank you. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical, across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. We're having a magnificent day, and we're going to Wales, I wish. But we are, in a way, because Michael Patrick Shields is our travel correspondent extraordinaire, and you're at Royal Porthcawl Golf Club.
Aloha, Danielle. You know, I am at Royal Porthcawl Golf Club in Wales, and it's funny you were talking about Peter Ellis, because
yes,
you can look up on the Board of Champions and see his father, Percy Ellis, having won the first two major tournaments ever held at Royal Porthcawl, right there on the board. So I thought that was kind of a neat coincidence.
That is fabulous, and he is a wonderful person to talk to. I mean, you are too. But
yeah, and I'll tell you, you know how popular he is here, that in Porthcawl, the town, right on the beach, they are having Meet Peter Ellis Night at the theater, and it's in November.
Yes.
They sell tickets to come and hear him speak. That's how popular he is here.
I know. It's on his website. You can go and find out where he's going to be speaking. I would do that. I would pay good money to have, it's like, well, an evening with...
Come to Wales, then.
Yeah, I know.
Come to Wales and see him speak at Porthcawl.
How do you do it? Man, I want your frequent flyer miles.
Well, these places are so compelling. You know, I'm at Celtic Manor the next couple of nights, and we're celebrating the 1-year anniversary of the Ryder Cup.
Oh,
and
Michael,
sorry for golf.
Wait, yeah. Okay, wait a second. All right. You will celebrate anything.
You're right.
You'll make up a reason to celebrate. Now, the 1-year anniversary of Ryder Cup having been played there?
At Celtic Manor, yeah, and it's been a year. And so my angle is I'm working on a story for Golf Magazine about the economic impact. Well, was it worth it, and how has it played out here?
Yeah.
So far, it's all thumbs up. But it's also about revenge, as near as I can tell. This whole thing is about one word. It's called revenge. And there are a couple of other American writers with me. And on Monday, on the 1-year anniversary, we're going to have a tournament there against the Europeans. And Michael Woody from American Airlines Magazine, Todd Wessel from Chicago, and myself.
Uh-huh.
And we're going in there for revenge. And I don't know. I mean, it's not Corey Pavin. We have no captain. You know, we're undermanned, let's put it that way. But we're going to try to come out of here with some European hide.
I like it. Got any names for us that we can root against?
we don't even know their names. We don't want to know their names. We just want to see the back. We want them to see the back of our buggy.
Yeah. Well, we're rooting for you. This is a beautiful Royal Porthcawl is absolutely spectacular. I'm looking at it on the website. You're right on the ocean. The heath is just beautiful. This is an amazing course, and the bunkers don't seem to be quite as penal as some of them are in Europe or in England.
You're keen to say that because it's a playable, classical links course. You see the ocean almost all the time, and if you had one links experience and that was it, you would not be, you know, you wouldn't be disappointed. And it's about 40 minutes drive from Celtic Manor. So if you're going to make a trip of it, you can fly to Heathrow or you can fly to Cardiff, and you can easily get here and visit both of them. And you can go to the other thing, too. I always bring up this.
The satellite is failing us. Help. Let's see if... Okay, we have also with us, and I wanted Michael to introduce me because I haven't met you before, but from Wales, our guest who will be speaking from the Royal Porthcawl Golf Club, welcome to the show. Both of you have...
Hi there, it's Paul.
Oh, good, great.
Paul Williams here from Celtic Manor.
Paul Williams, Celtic Manor. Now, you could be the captain, but you'd be playing for the other side, wouldn't you?
That's right. In fact, I'm a non-playing captain for the European team. Michael, they're talking about the... The Ryder Cup we've got organised for a year on. Yeah. And we've got a group of European journalists equally as hungry to keep the bragging rights on this side of the Atlantic.
So you're the non-playing...
on Monday.
You're the non-playing captain?
That's it. I think I'm the non-playing captain of both sides, actually. I think I'll have to claim a bit of impartiality on this one and just do a bit of organisation. I'd love to be out on the golf course with them, because I don't know if you're aware over there, but Michael was talking about revenge. I think that we're getting revenge on the weather gods this week in Wales, because we're absolutely having an unseasonal heat wave in early October. I think we've had the hottest day for about 3 months at Celtic Manor today, and it's just been a wonderful day to be out golfing, and it's set to continue over the weekend, so I'm sure the guys are going to have some fantastic conditions and no excuses there for some great play over the days of competition.
Excellent. I mean, I was watching on Golf Channel the European Tour playing the Alfred Dunhill Links Championship, and on one course, I think they had to suspend play because the weather was so strange. So,
I think King's Barnes, Cape Town, there's some fog, and that's something we get on occasion at Celtic Manor. In fact, I don't know if you recall during the Ryder Cup, when we did finally get the sunshine on the Monday, the bonus extra day we were given by the weather gods.
Yes.
It did actually come down with a bit of fog just as the singles were starting off then. But we've seen none of that this week, and fingers crossed everything will be okay for a perfect day's golf.
Oh, tell us, you know, we're an island here in Hawaii, and for just curious how it dropped. When you say it drops, does it come from the ocean when the fog settles in? Can you see it coming?
Yeah, that's right. I think that's why King's Barnes and the Lynx courses where they're playing the Alfred Dunhill Lynx Championship are susceptible, because it is related to the ocean. At Celtic Manor, we're kind of a few miles inland, and we're sat in a river valley, so I think that's the peculiar geographical condition with us, is that it's obviously something to do with the moisture in the river and the weather conditions. I'm no expert, but we see quite a bit of it in our beautiful Usk Valley.
Yeah, I'm looking at your beautiful valley. It's absolutely spectacular, and many people have the bucket list. One of mine is to come to Wales. My family's from the UK. My dad's side came to the States. I was born, and we've been here since. but I want to come back, and I want to see everything. You know, what's the best way? Do you have any golf packages, hotel golf packages at Celtic Manor?
Yes, that's correct. We do. We see a lot of incoming visitors for golf package deals at Celtic Manor. Obviously, since we held the Ryder Cup this time last year, it gave us a global profile, and like you say, it's on people's bucket lists. It's on their resumes as a golf course they must play when they come over to the United Kingdom, and that's something the Ryder Cup's really delivered for Celtic Manor and for Wales as a whole, that previously visitors from overseas would think mainly about taking golf trips to Scotland or maybe Ireland. Now they see that Wales has some fantastic golf courses. Celtic Manor's 2010 course, obviously famous for holding the Ryder Cup, but we've also got some fantastic celebrated historic links courses like Royal Porthcawl, where Michael was phoning from, you know. These are high quality links courses that have held championships in their own right, like the Walker Cup featuring Tiger Woods back in 1995 was held at Royal Porthcawl, and we have several other little gems of coastal links as well all throughout Wales. You know, we're blessed with hundreds of miles of fantastic coastline, and they're home to some great golf courses, and people are coming from all over the world to play Celtic Manor and its three courses, but also they can stay with us and within an hour or two visit some really spectacular courses elsewhere.
Where would you recommend one fly into?
Well, there's no direct flight into Cardiff presently, although I think there is work being done to try and persuade one of the airlines to do that. But at Celtic Manor, we're only 2 hours from London Heathrow, which by sort of American travelling distances is not very far at all. So we're actually quite convenient to fly into London Heathrow and then get a transfer over to us within 2 hours. And we have other international airports, as well as Cardiff, equidistant, just the other side of the border. We have Bristol Airport, so you can catch connecting flights also into to either of those two airports.
There's two things that I've found on your website that I must ask you about. One is the forest jump. Is that in the tree?
Oh, yes.
Is that...
That's correct. That's a new facility that we've just opened this year that's very popular with groups, but also with families and leisure visitors. It's just another alternative. We like to offer our guests a huge variety of things to do, so you're not only out on the golf course when you come to visit us. You can be in the spa or taking one of our new leisure activities like forest jump, which is a treetop adventure. You climb up a pole up to 12 meters into the treetops alongside the hotel, and then you have safety harnesses to keep you clipped on wires as you traverse these challenges, which include sort of rope ladders and zip wires and all sort of the interesting swings and jumps to be negotiated.
It reminds me of the movie Medicine Man. When he was in the jungles of the Amazon seeking medicine, and you're able to go from tree to tree. It's just the canopy is just, well, that looks like fun. I want to do that. also saw the Forum Spa. My gosh, that is amazing. How big is that? That pool.
Yeah, it's a very large and luxurious spa with 16 individually appointed treatment rooms, and we have a range of signature treatments with the British beauty brand Elemis. So we have an Elemis exotic steam temple is one of the treatment rooms whereby you have your mugs applied to exfoliate skin, and then a tropical rainstorm comes from the roof to wash you and
send you and leave
you feeling fully rejuvenated.
You've got to see this picture. I'm looking at CelticManor.com, and it looks like a fabulous Roman. I can't even describe it. And then you have the painted ceiling like it's at night with the stars. Oh, okay.
That's it.
Both
for swimming. We have two 20-meter swimming pools, which are both Romanesque in style, and the Forum swimming pool, yes, is very notable for its domed sky effect roof. It's really a very pretty scene, especially at twilight, which we're approaching now after a lovely day.
Well, you tell Michael that I'm rooting for him, but I. Next time he goes, I want to go with him. Okay, Paul Williams.
Sounds like he gets some nice trips.
He does get nice trips. That's why he's our official, the golf club, golf traveler extraordinaire. And I get to meet Paul Williams in the process. Thank you so much for being on the show. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you, Danielle.
Thank you. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Hitting the Greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal. That's Alakai Mechanical.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911. Or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website.
website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Welcome back to the clubhouse. Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore has a special fall visitor. It's a special rate for the visitors, $144 for the round, and after noon every day, it's $100. That's a really good deal. Poipu Visitor Special, it's good through November 30th. You've heard on the show today from Michael Anthony, mentalkeys.com is his website. You can go online if you're interested in ordering his book. Just put in Mental Keys in the promo code and you'll get 50% off. Now, a couple of things that come to mind this morning that I didn't get a chance to go over earlier in the show, and I just wanted to. It was from Amy Alcott, and it's also in Golf World. It was from Tim Rosefort. He wrote this great article about Amy's view on Lexi Thompson on her youthful win. And Alcott said that, quote, now, she has a naturalness that you wish she could keep forever. But who knows what could lie ahead if stardom doesn't get in her, the ancillary thing that come along, and all the ancillary things that come along, excuse me for not quoting very well, the expectations and all of that. That, of course, is what I'm most afraid about. The expectations that we heap upon her as fans, that's the part where we have to keep in control. And remember, she's not going to win all the time. We can't expect her to do that. And we can't give her a hard time if she doesn't. So Amy Alcott is quoted again. My concern is that all the other stuff gets in the way and makes it complicated. You want to see the purity forever. What America really loves seeing is a young talent like her win. As long as she can play with the passion and the love in her heart, that's really a beautiful thing. She should embrace that. Well, I certainly hope she can too, because she's a real special person, and so are all of the young men and women in the game, including those playing for the Asian Amateur Championship right now. Hideki Matsuyama, remember him? He won last year. He got into the Masters. I think he made the cut. He was the only amateur who did, if memory serves correct. Right now, they're going into their final round. That'll be, well, our time, but it'll be tomorrow morning, okay? Ben Campbell, Hideki Matsuyama, Cameron Smith, Soomin Lee, they're all in the lead, and I hope they have much success as well. So all the young people who are playing this game of golf, you got to have a little balance in your life and make sure it's something you want to do. On the European Tour, Michael Hoey, 66-66-66. He takes a three-shot lead into the final round. We'll see that tomorrow morning in Hawaii. Graham McDowell, Louis Oosthuizen, they're right behind with George Murray, Rory McIlroy, Simon Dyson, Jacob Van Zyl, Luke Donald, Tommy Fleetwood, and Patrick Harrington, all tied for fourth. That's an amazing leaderboard. Thank you for making the golf club possible, Poipu Bay Golf Course. Starting the Poipu Bay Fall Visitor Special right now. Special rate for visitors, $144 per round, $100 after noon. The Poipu Visitor Special, good through November 30th. Poipu Bay Golf Course, that's Kauai's South Shore gem. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning. Sheet metal, when you need a new roof or flashing or gutters or downspouts, AC ducts or commercial kitchen and custom stainless steel counters. Alakai Mechanical, continuing the Nike golf ball giveaway next weekend. Star Protection, for property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home, your business, for your concert, your special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the star team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California. The Golf Club, catch it online. Thank you for your mama. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2011.